Good morning, I'm Carolyn Zacharias, and welcome to Valley Roundup. I have in the studio with me reporters Patrick Fort,
hey.
Barbara Platts,
hey.
Allison Bechtesh,
hello.
And Elizabeth Stewart-Severy,
hello.
And Wyatt Orm on
Hi.
The phone in Carbondale. We have gathered to unpack the local ballot issues that Valley residents are deciding in this unprecedented election. So I wanted to just touch on what all the county clerks are telling you guys about the proper procedures in which to make sure your vote counts. So Wyatt, I know that you spoke with the Garfield County Clerk and Recorder's office. Can you tell us what you know so far midweek?
Absolutely. Midweek, she told me that about 4,000 ballots have been returned. There are lots of different places to drop off your ballot in Carbondale, Silt, Parachute, Newcastle. And then there are two voter service centers, which are at the courthouse in Glenwood Springs and also at the new administration building in Rifle. You can go there and, you know, change an address, get registered to vote, so on and so forth. You can also get registered to vote online. And yeah, when you're ready to mail in your ballot, it's going to take one stamp to send it in. So if you complete your ballot after October 31st, the clerk's office recommends that you drop it off at one of the ballot drop-off sites instead of mailing it, just so your vote is counted by Election Day.
Okay, great. And so right away, we might as well just address this discrepancy between Garfield County and Eagle County and Pitkin County, where Garfield is only requiring one stamp, whereas Pitkin County and Eagle County are requiring two stamps. Elizabeth, would you like to elaborate?
Yeah. Eagle County actually requires 68 cents postage. So if you're the kind of person who has a postage meter, you can pay exact postage. If not, it's two stamps. Those ballots need to be in the mail no later than Wednesday, November 2nd. Or you can drop it off either at the Elge Bell Community Center, or for Eagle County, you can also drop off in the town hall in Basalt, downtown Basalt.
And do you know by midweek how many ballots had come in?
Yeah, so far midweek, they had about 3,600 ballots in Eagle County.
Allison, how does that measure up to Pitkin County?
So in Pitkin County, they have a two-step process. They have way more returned than actually they have processed because they go through an entire signature matching. Maybe they do that in every county, but an entire signature matching process. So the numbers of like actually accepted ballots are very low right now midweek. They have a lot that are waiting for that signature process. It is two stamps to get your ballot in, though your ballot will not get returned to you if you don't. So they do recommend that you, if you're going to mail your ballot in, mail it before October 31st. You also, if you want a ballot in the mail, you have to register as a Colorado voter by October 31st. They are not allowed to send their mail ballots after that. You also can't register online after October 31st. You can register in person up even on Election Day, November 8th, at the voting centers. Early voting started. You can not mail in a ballot and instead come in and use the machines. I did that recently. It took 5 minutes to vote.
And you got your sticker.
And I got my sticker. It's at the Aspen Jewish Community Center at 435 West Main Street, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. It's not open on Sunday. That's through November 7th. You can also go in person on November 8th.
And you can drop off your ballot at the county clerk's office, which has moved and is now on the corner of Galena Street and Hyman Avenue in the Ute City Bank building. Later this afternoon, we're going to discuss in detail the 17 ballot initiatives that are local. And depending on where you live, your ballot's going to be different. So we're touching on all of them, you know, everything from the broadband question that's on in four different jurisdictions to the tax renewals and new taxes and everything in between.